As I mentioned in the book, following techniques specifically designed to reach these levels was never my main interest or strength. My primed motivation was to reach higher states of consciousness via meditation. You will find there are plenty of websites interested in making money by promising quick results via their own techniques. Finding ways into altered states of consciousness doesn't have to cost more money than the price of a paperback. Techniques abound. You can't go far wrong by following the techniques of psychologist Stephen Laberg of Stanford University, who made it his life's work to study lucid dreams. He developed a number of powerful methods laid out in his books on lucid dreaming. The most important requirements are a keen interest, the desire to achieve, motivation and persistence. If you are interested in meditation, there are many techniques and even more teachers. It is worth bearing in mind that the prime objective of mediation is personal liberation and realization of reality. There are many so-called gurus who are keen to make money or enroll you into a cult. Cults are the opposite to personal freedom. You will find guidance from within once you start mastering simple meditation techniques. Please refer to the recommended reading at the end of the book. The beauty of meditation is that it transforms your life and, like yoga, IL is all about balance. It is better to meditate for 20 minutes twice a day for hours at a time, which can lead to imbalance. To rely on common sense, gut instinct and intuition is better than following a cult or belief system. Your teacher is within you. Any teacher you may encounter in this world or on the next level will only have your personal freedom and liberation at heart and will have no interest in turning you into a follower or selling you a belief system, and they usually have a great sense of humor and tend not to take themselves too seriously. As you unfold with meditation, your perception will clear, ego identification will give way to a deep appreciation of fellow life forms, personal freedom and a sense of an underlying joy and ecstasy in everyday life. The beauty of this physical world is that there is no magic. The magic of our physical dimension is that the cosmos follows the perfect and beautiful laws of nature. The next, 230th dimension promises environments of unimaginable magic, but on closer inspection we will find that it is just an expansion of the perfect laws of the universe. Unhappiness is the result of not being able to embrace reality. To surrender and embrace the reality of this dimension in the present is truly empowering and liberating and the source of happiness. Recommended reading 231 Meditation, Yogani, Spinal Breathing Pranayama, Journey to Inner Space Deep Meditation, Pathway to Personal Freedom Samyama, Cultivating Stillness in Action, Siddhis and Miracles Advanced Yoga Practices, Easy Lessons for Ecstatic Living Eckhart Tolle, Practicing the Power of Now, Meditation and Exercises Techniques for Lucid Dreaming and Out-of-Body Practice, Stephen Laberg Exploring the World of Lucid Dreaming, William Bulman Adventures Beyond the Body, How to Experience Out-of-Body Travel, Robert A. Monroe Journeys Out of the Body.